Would you like to record or not?
Tama man.
Give this garland.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
This is Krishna's blessings.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah. There is a verse in Bhagavad Gita, Jat Jat Acharati Sreshtha Itarastad Anuvartate Sajat Pramanam Krute Lokastad Anuvartate. The idea is that anything which is accepted by the leading persons. Ordinary persons follow them. Jat jat acharati sreshtha. Sreshtha means leading persons. Acharati acts. Whatever leading persons act, people in general follow them. Sajat pramanam kurute. If the leading person says, it is nice, it is all right, the others also accept it. So, by the grace of God, Krishna, you are leaders. Thousands of young men follow you. They like you. So if you give them something actually nice, the face of the world will change. So our this Krishna consciousness movement, it is not a manufactured new thing. It is from historical point of view, at least it is 5,000 years old. Because Krishna consciousness movement means Bhagavad Gita as it is. And Bhagavad Gita, of course, it is supposed to be Indian religious book, but it is not like that. It is not Indian or Hinduism. It is for all the people of the world, not only for the human being, but also other than human being. Because in the Bhagavad Gita, there is a verse, Krishna said, Sarvajunishu kauntiya sambhavanti murtayaja. In all species, all kinds of form, the living entities, they are in different forms. Just like we are sitting here, so many ladies, gentlemen, boys, we have got different forms. Similarly, you Europeans, you have got different color, our Indians, we have got different. So this whole world is full of varieties. The Krishna says, all the varieties of life, it doesn't matter. I am their father. Aham bijapada pita. Pita means father. So, Krishna claims all living entities as his sons. But we may say that Krishna is Indian, Krishna is Hindu, or Krishna something, but no, Krishna is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this Krishna consciousness movement was started by Krishna himself. Manvana Bhavod Makto Madhyajimal Namaskuru. In the 9th chapter, last verse, it is said, Krishna says, that he always think of me, Manvana Bhava. Mana means mind. Let your mind be always engaged in me, Krishna. Manmana Bhava. Just to become Madhvakta. Just become my devotee. Madhyaji. If you want to worship, just worship me. Madmana Bhava Madhvakta Madhyaji Manga Namaskuru. If you want to offer obeisances, you just offer me. And if you do like this, then without any doubt, you'll come to me. But this is very simple method. Always thinking of Krishna. There is no loss, but the gain is very great. Suppose if I chant Hare Krishna, materially I do not commit any offense or I undergo any loss. But if there is any gain, why not try it? There is no expenditure. Everything has got some expenditure. So this mantra, Krishna or his later succession, and do not sell, but distribute. Chant Hare Krishna, everyone. Dance in ecstasy. It is a very nice thing. So, I have come to your country, come to your place. It is very good. So, my request is that you are intelligent, wise, and try to understand this Krishna consciousness philosophy. With your all reason, arguments, it is not to be accepted blindly. Chaitanya Charitamrita, the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says, Chaitanya dayar katha karah vichar. Just put into your judgment the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Vichar karile chitte pave chamatka. And if you scrutinizely judge over it, you will find it is sublime. So we are putting this Krishna consciousness movement not as a force, but to the judgment of the people. Let them judge. It is not a sectarian movement, not any religious movement. It is a science. So, we put this philosophy to your judgment, and you judge it scrutinizedly with your all intellects, and you will find it sublime. And if you find it sublime, then why not put it to the world? You are also anxious to bring some peace in the world. I have read sometimes your statements. You are anxious also. Everyone, every saintly person should be anxious to bring in peace in the world. But we must know the process. According to Bhagavad Gita, the idea of peace is, Krishna says, Bhoktaran Jagadavasan Sarvalokamahisaram Sridam Sarvabhutanam Gyatyaman Santamichati. People can be peaceful by knowing three things. If you perfectly understand only three things, then he will become peaceful. What is that? The Bhoktaram Jagatavasa. All the sacrifices, austerities, penances, whatever people are undertaking for perfection. The enjoyer of such activities, Krishna says, I am. I am. Just like your activities, this is also a kind of austerities, your artistic songs, they have become popular because you have undergone some austerities. You have come to the perfection that requires penance and austerities, or any scientific discovery that requires austerities. So every nice thing presented in the world that requires austerity, very devout, painstaking, then it comes successful. That is called jagga, tapasya. So Krishna says, the result of the tapasya, enjoy, I am. He is claiming, the result of your tapasya should come to me. Then he will be satisfied. Bhuktaram jagratavasam sarlokumahisaram. People are claiming, oh, this is my England, oh, this is my India, this is my Germany, this is my China. No. Everything belongs to God, Krishna. Sarlokum, not only of this planet. We have divided this planet in so many states. Actually, this planet was not divided. From the history of Mahabharata, you understand, this planet, there was only one king, one emperor in India, Hastinapur. Even up to 5,000 years ago, there was only one king, Mahapurikis, one flag. And he came out for touring over his kingdom, and he found somebody near Sindh, a black man killing a cow, and he immediately arrested him. Oh, in my kingdom you are killing cow. So actually the whole planet was under one flag, one suzerainty. Gradually it has become small, 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 small. Just like in our very recently, 20 years ago, India became divided, Pakistan and Hindustan. Actually India was one, but you see now it is Pakistan, and someday another Stan will be divided. So this is going on. So Sarva Loka, in all planets, all the planets, actually that is God's place, nobody's place. We come here empty-handed, we go empty-handed. How we can claim? Suppose you have given me this place to stay. I stay for 1 week and if I claim, oh, this is my room. Is that very nice thing? There will be immediately some disagreement and trouble. But you have kindly spared this room, I am living here, I can comfortably live and enjoy. And when my necessity happens, I go. There is no trouble. See, well, we come here in the kingdom of God, empty-handed, we go empty-handed. Why we travel like this is my property, this is my country, this is my world, this is my planet. Why do we claim like that? Is it not insanity? Where from the claim comes? So Krishna says that Sarva-loka-mahesara, I am the Supreme Lord of every place. And Sridhar Sarva-bhutana. And he is the real friend of every living entity. Ishara sarvabhutanam vidyesha arjuna tisthati. He is as a friend, he is sitting within a heart. He is so nice friend. In this material world we make friendship, it breaks. All the friends live somewhere and I live somewhere. But he is so nice friend that he is living within, with me and within my heart. He is so nice friend. Sarvabhuta, he is not only selected friend, no. Even the most insignificant creature, he is living there. Paramatma. So if these three things are understood clearly, then he becomes peaceful. This is peaceful. So everything is there in the Bhagavad Gita and Vedic literature. Simply one has to learn. Just like in arithmetic, and there is all mathematical calculation, addition, subtraction, multiplication, division, these are the fraction. One has to learn. So Bhagavad Gita is so nice book, and it is accepted, not that because we are preaching Krishna consciousness, we are advocating for Bhagavad Gita. No, it is accepted by scholarly section, religious section, not only in India, but all over the world, perhaps you know. In every country, there are thousands of Bhagavad Gita translations in every language. In English, in French, in German, in all languages. And even Mohammedans, of course scholarly Mohammedans, they also read very nicely Bhagavad Gita. I know one Mohammedan professor in India. He was a great devotee of Lord Krishna. He did not disclose that he was a devotee, but he was observing Janmashtami fasting day, and he was writing one article on Krishna every Janmashtami day. There are many. I read, and in our childhood, not childhood, we are young men at that time. So, one Englishman was a tenant in Calcutta of my friend's house. So he was vacating the house, so he went to take possession of the house. And he had many books, and in his, there was a book, Bhagavad Gita. So that my friend Mr. Malik, he was a little astonished that he is Englishman, he is Christian, how is that? He has got Bhagavad Gita. So he was touching that book, and that gentleman thought that he is my landlord, he may like that book. So he immediately said, "Oh, Mr. Malik, I cannot present that book to you. This is my life and so on." He said like that. So, Bhagavad Gita is accepted by scholarly section, by philosophers. So I think people should have one scripture, one God, one mantra, and one activity. One God, Krishna. One scripture, Bhagavad Gita. And one mantra, Hare Krishna. And one activity to serve Krishna. That's all. There will be peace. There will be actually peace all over the world. So I request you to at least to understand this philosophy to your best knowledge, and if you think that is nice, you take up. You are also willing to give something to the world. So you try this. You have read our books, this Bhagavad Gita as it is.
I've read bits of the Bhagavad Gita.
Eh?
It's, I don't know which version it was. There's so many different translations.
There are different translations. Therefore, I have given this edition, Bhagavad Gita as it is. There are interpretations. In many translations, they have got interpretations. Not only in other parts of the world, but in our own country also. Just like Mahatma Gandhi, he was a great man, he has also interpreted. But the point is, interpretation were required. Now, and here is a fountain pen box. Everyone knows this is a fountain pen box. But if I say, now, this is something else, that is my interpretation. Is that a very nice thing? Similarly, interpretation is required where things are not understood clearly. If everybody can understand this box is a fountain pen box, where is the necessity of interpretation? This is the first thing. So, Bhagavad Gita is so clear. It is just like sunlight. Sunlight does not require any other lamp. For example, I will give you the first verse. Dharma kshetri kuru kshetri samavita jidusava mamoka pandvas chaiva kima kurvata sanjaya. The Dhritarashtra vacha. The father of Duryodhana is asking his secretary, Sanjaya. His secretary's name was Sanjaya. Sanjaya, my boys, Mamuka. Mamuka means my sons. And Pandava, the sons of my younger brother. His younger brother's name was Pandu, and therefore his sons are known as Pandava. So Mamuka, Pandava. My sons and my younger brother's sons, they assembled together for fighting. Jujutsava. Jujutsava means with fighting spirit. And Dharmakshetra, Kurukshetra, and the place known as Kurukshetra, which is a place of pilgrimage. Dharmakshetra. King of Kurukshetra, after assembling there, what did they do? That was his question. Now, this Kurukshetra place is still existing in India. You had been in India, no?
Have I been there?
You had been there?
Yes, yes.
Oh.
But not to that place.
Oh.
Rishikesh.
Oh, Rishikesh. The Rishikesh is also one of the pilgrimage. And there is similarly Kurukshetra near Delhi. Still, that place is there, and that is a place of pilgrimage from the Vedic time. In the Vedas also it is stated, Kurukshetra dharma jayat, if you want to function any religious ceremony, just go to Kurukshetra. So it is a place of pilgrimage. Now, the name is there. The adjective dharmakshetra, it is from Vedic age. Then the Pandavas and the Kauravas, they are historical persons. The history is there, Mahabharata. Then where is the question of interpreting Kurukshetra as this body and the Pandavas and the essences? Where do you get this opportunity to interpret? So these things are going on. But we object. Why should we interpret in that way? And the facts are there. That means Bhagavad Gita is a very popular book. One has got his own philosophy. He wants to prove it through Bhagavad Gita. This is going on. There are so many interpretations. 664. Everyone thinks that I can interpret in my own way. Why? Why this should be? Now we say, no, you cannot interpret. Then what is the authority of Bhagavad Gita? The author of Bhagavad Gita did not leave it for being interpreted by a third-class man. He is Krishna, the Supreme Lord. He said everything clearly. Why an ordinary man should interpret his word? That is our objection. Therefore we present Bhagavad Gita as it is. The Macmillan Company wanted to shorten their merchants, they wanted to minimize. Otherwise the book was very big. They wanted to make it only 400, therefore half of the slokas were not nicely explained. But next time we are going to publish enlarged and devised edition of Bhagavad Gita as it is, we must explain everything. So, the Bhagavad Gita is very, very high-class philosophy and theology, social, political, science, everything is there. It is very nice. And everything is clear. It is explained by Krishna. So, this Krishna consciousness movement means to present Bhagavad Gita as it is. That's all. We have not manufactured anything.
This is Dan's wife, Jill, who lives here with us too.
Hey. Very glad to see you. Hey. Be happy and make all others happy. That is Krishna consciousness. Sarve sukhino bhavantu. That is Vedic idea. Everyone be happy. That is the benediction. Sarve sukhino bhavantu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says also the same thing, that let this Krishna consciousness movement be preached in every village and every town of the world. People will be happy. That is his foretelling. So, any mission, any high ideals should be preached just to make everyone happy. Because in the material existence, there is no happiness. That is a fact. There cannot be any happiness. This place is not meant for happiness, because in the Bhagavad Gita in mind, the Lord Himself says, this is a place, dukkhalayam asasatam. It is a place of miseries, this material world. And asasatam, and temporary. Everything is temporary. Even if we accept our life, whatever miserable is there, I will accept this. That is also no value. Even if you accept, nature will not allow you to accept it, and even there. Asasatam, you have to leave. So Krishna says, Mamupetta Kavantiya Dukkhalam Asasatam Napnivanti Mahatmanam Sangsiddhi Paramangataha. If somebody comes to me then he hasn't got to return back to this miserable condition of life, which is not only miserable, but temporary. So we should understand that. Nature is so cruel. And in America, President Kennedy, he was thought to be the most fortunate man, happy man, young man, was elected president, nice wife, children, honor all over the world. Within a second, finished. Temperate. Now, what is his condition? Where he is? If life is eternal, if living entity is eternal, where he has gone, what he is doing, is he happy or he is distressed, or he is born in America or China? Nobody can say. But it is a fact that as living entity is eternal, he is existing. That is the beginning of Bhagavad Gita philosophy. Ahannate hannamane sarire. After destruction of this body, the living entity is not destroyed, he is there. That we can understand. Just like in your childhood, you had a small body, that body is no more. But you are existing. So it is natural, when this body will not exist, I will exist, another body. It's not very difficult to understand. So this theory that body is eternal, soul is eternal, and body is temporary, that's a fact. Therefore, this life, this present life, is meant for manufacturing the next body. That is Vedic knowledge. We are creating, just like a boy, he is studying very nicely, so he is creating a next body, a very educated young body. By education he can get nice job, nice place, nice position. So he is creating his next body. Similarly, we are creating our next body according to our karma. So Krishna says that you create a body so that you can come to me. Madhyajita vijanti ma. The whole Vedic philosophy is that if you want to go to some planet, just like people are trying to go to moon planet, so you have to create a body like that. You cannot go with this body. They are attempting to go with this body, that will be failure. It will be not possible. In every planet, the atmosphere, everything is different. So you have to create a different body to go to a particular type of planet. There are millions and thousands of planets. A moon planet is one of them. Krishna says, Janti deva brata devan pitrin janti pitri brataha Bhutejya janti bhutani madhyajino vi janti ma. Madhyajina, those who are in Krishna consciousness, they will come to me. And what is the benefit of going to Krishna? He said, mamupetta, if anyone comes to me, mamupetta dukkhalayama sasadam, he does not come back again to this miserable condition. And asasadam, temporary. Why? Sansiddhim paramangata. Oh, he has attained the highest perfection. To go back to Krishna, madhyajina vimam, one who comes to me. So, this is the greatest benediction to the human society, to train them to go back to Krishna and dance there as Krishna in Rasa Leela. You have seen Krishna's last dancing? You have not seen?
Which? This picture? Rasa Leela dancing with the gopis. The picture, you know, dressed with Radha, dancing with Radha, pictures like that. The ones in the temple?
Yes, some of them.
So, we can go there, join with Krishna and dance happily, without any bother.
Very well.
We can have so many connections with Krishna as friend, as servant, as parents, as lover, whatever you like. Jijathāmāṁ pravadhyante tāṁ sativa vajāmaham. You cultivate that consciousness. How you like Krishna, he is prepared to accept you in that capacity. And that makes a solution of all problems. Here, nothing is permanent. Nothing is blissful and nothing is full of knowledge. Yet, this year we held examination and Bhakti Shastri, and here is the answer of a girl. Come over. She has written very nice. So we are training these boys and girls to Krishna consciousness according to the Krishna science. And anyone can take advantage of it, which is a very nice thing. So you also try to understand. And if it is nice, you take it. You are after something very nice. Is my proposal unreasonable? You are all intelligent boys. Try to understand it. And you have got a very good talent. Music. Navidya Sangitottamam. The Vedic mantras were all through music. Samved, Samved is full of music. Jambram Mahabharananda Rudram Marutastananditi Bhaisavai Vedai Sanga Padakrama Upanishadai Gayanti Janga Samaga. Samaga. Samaga means the followers of Samved, Gayanti, they're always in music, musical, true musical vibration, they are approaching the Supreme. Samaga, Gayanti, Gayanti means singing. So, Vedic mantras are sung. And this whole Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, can be sung very nicely. And it is Vedic mantra chanting simply by hearing the vibration, people will benefit. Even they do not understand. You have got that, just this mantra I chant, you just play it. Huh?
Nate vidu shartavatin hi Vishnu Durar Sayaji Bahirathamanina Andhajathandhai Rupani Yamana Stepi Satantra Urudhami Badhya Matim na krishne parato sato va mitho vipadde tagriha matim na krishne parato sato ba mitho vipaddeta grihabratanam adanta gobhi visatam tamesram puna puna char vita char bananam adanta gobhi visatam tamesram puna puna chad vita chad bana nam nate vidu sarthagatin hi vishnu durasaya ji bahirathamanina andhajathandai rupaniyamana Sepi satantra urdhamni badhya Nai shangmati stavaduru kramangri Prishatanarthopa gamojadartha Naishangamati stavan uru kramangrin Prishatanarthopa gamojadartha Mahiyasang padora jovi sekam Mahiyasang padoravjo visekam Niskinchananam navnitajavam Niskinchananam navnitajavam Nati vidu sarthagatin Durasaya ji vahirathamanina Andharathandhai rupaniyamana Stepi satantra urdham nibadhya Nate vidu sarthagatin
Veda Mantra Sadhyatana Vitti Vedanta Sutra Sadhya simply by transcendental vibration of sound everything can be achieved.
Hare Krishna.
What kind of philosophy you are following, may I ask?
Following?
Yes.
We don't follow anything, we are just living.
We've done meditation, or I do meditation, mantra meditation.
And this is also mantra.
It's not a song, though. No, it's... chanting. We got it from Maharishi. The mantra each.
His mantra is not public.
Not out loud, no. It's a secret.
There is a version by Ramanujacharya. Ramanuja Acharya, he was a great Acharya of this Vaishnava Sampradaya. His spiritual master gave him mantra, my dear boy, he chanted this mantra, and silently nobody can hear, it is very... So, and then he asked what is the effect of this mantra. He said, by chanting this mantra, by meditation, he will get liberation. So, he immediately went out, and in a public big meeting, he said that he chant this mantra, he will be all liberated. So, he came back to his spiritual master, and his spiritual master was very angry that I told him that he should chant silently. He said, yes, I committed offense. So, whatever punishment you like, you can give me. But because you told me that this mantra will liberate, I give him publicly. Let everyone hear and be liberated. Let me go to hell. I don't mind. I have disobeyed your order. Let me go to hell. I am prepared. But by this chanting mantra, if everyone is liberated, let it be publicly distributed. His spiritual master embraced him. You are greater than me. If a mantra has so power, why it should be secret? It should be distributed. People are suffering. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, chant this Hare Krishna. Anyone will hear, even the birds and beasts will hear, and they will be burned.
If Hare Krishna is such a strong, powerful mantra, is there any reason to chant anything else? For instance, you talked about songs and many different mantras. But is there any point in even chanting other songs or mantras?
No, these mantras are also better. Hare Krishna mantra is specially recommended for this age. And the Vedic mantras, they are also chanted with musical tanpura. And they sit down and chant. Narad Muni is chanting always. So, chanting through musical instruments, mantras, it is not new introduction, it is sometimes incoming. And Hare Krishna mantra, especially in this age, that is recommended in many Vedic literature. Brahmanda Puran, Koli Santaran Upanishad, Agni Puran, like that. And apart from the statement in the Vedic literature, Lord Chaitanya himself, he preached this mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And people, public, followed him. Yes. So, anything, just like a scientist, when he discovers something, it becomes a public power. People may take advantage of it. Similarly, if mantra has got potency, all people should take advantage of it. Why should we say that?
All people can get the mantras that we have.
Eh?
All people can have the mantras that we have. But it just, they must get it from somebody else. We can't give it to them. But it is available for everybody.
Yes. Mantra, if it is valuable for everyone. Why it should be for a particular person?
If all mantras are just the name of God, whether it's a secret mantra or an open mantra, it's all the name of God. So it doesn't really make much difference, does it, which one you're saying?
That's like in drugs, they sell all medicine for disease, curing disease. But still you have to take doctor's prescription to take a particular type of medicine. They will not supply you. If you go to a drug shop and say, I have disease, you give me any medicine. That is not, he will ask you, what is your prescription? So similarly, in this age, in Kali Yuga age, this mantra, Hare Krishna mantra, is recommended in the shastras and a great scholar we consider in the incarnation of Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he preached this. Therefore our principle is, everyone should follow Mahajana Jena Gatasya Pantha. We should follow the footprints of great authorities. That is our business. The Vedic mantra says, Tarka Pratishtha. If you simply try to argue and try to approach the Absolute, it is very difficult, simply by argument and reason. Because our arguments and reason are limited, because our senses are imperfect. So, Tarka Pratishtha, Sutayu Vivunya. And scriptures, there are different kinds of scripture. Nāsu muni jasya matangra bhinnam. Philosophers, every philosopher has got a different opinion. And unless a philosopher defeats other philosopher, he cannot become a big philosopher. So therefore, philosophical speculation also will not make a solution. Dharmasya tattang nihitam vahaya. So it is very secret. Then how to get that secret thing? Mahajana Jena Gatasya Pantha. You simply follow great personalities, how they have achieved success. So, our this Vaishnava philosophy is to follow the great personality. Just like Krishna, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or acharyas of his succession, and to take shelter of authority and follow. That is recommended in Vedas, that you follow great authorities, that will take you to the ultimate goal. Mahajana Jena Gatasya Pantha. So, Krishna also recommends in the Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter, evam parampara praptam imam rajasyo vidu. These signs of Krishna consciousness was understood by disciplic succession. Parampara praptam. Imam vivasati yugam prattvan ahamayabhat. My dear Arjuna, don't think that this Krishna consciousness science I am speaking to you is it something new? No. Imam vivasati yogam prattvan aham abhayam. It is eternal. And first I spoke to Sun God, vivasati. Vivasan manavipravu. And Vivasan said to his son Manu. Manu ikhaka vibravit. And Manu also transferred this knowledge to his son Ikhaku. Evam parampara praptam. In this way, by disciplic succession, it is coming on. Sakalena yoganastha parantam. But in due course of time, it is now broken. Therefore, I am speaking to you again. So, mantra should be captured from the disciplic succession. According to Vedic injunction, sampradaya vihinaji mantrasti vipalamata. If
the mantra does not come through disciplic succession, then it will not be active. Vipala. Mantrasti vipala. Vipala means will not produce result. Mantrasti vipala. So mantra has to be received through the chant. Then it will act. Mantra cannot be manufactured. Mantra must be from the original, supreme, absolute, coming down through the disciplic succession channel. It has to be captured in that way, and then it will act. Sampradaya vigula, mantra asti vigula. So, according to our Vaishnava sampradaya, the mantra is coming down through four channels. One is coming through Lord Shiva, one is coming through Goddess Lakshmi. Not one, this is different, one thing is coming through different channels. One through the channel of Brahma, one through the channel of Lord Shiva, one through the channel of Lakshmi, and one through the channel of Kumaras. So they are called four sampradaya. So one has to take mantra either of these four sampradaya. Then that mantra is active, and if we perform that mantra in that way, it will act. And sampradaya vihina, and if one does not receive this mantra in either of these sampradaya channel, then vipala, it will not end, it will not fruit.
And if the mantra itself has such power, doesn't matter who you receive it, where you take it?
Yes. Yes, that is a fact. The example is given, just like milk. Milk is nutritious. That's a fact everyone knows. But if the milk is touched through the tongue of a serpent, it is no nutritious, it is poison.
Well, milk is nutritious, but it's material.
No, material, you want to understand through your material senses.
Well,
you have to
give... You don't have to tell me material sense. I mean, mantra is not material. It should be something spiritual, and therefore nobody can spoil it, I don't think. I mean, you know, that I wonder if anybody can spoil something that is not material.
But the thing is that if you don't receive the mantra through the proper channel, that it may not be mantra.
But how would you know anyway? How are you able to tell anyway? I mean, we must, for any of your disciples or us or anybody that goes to any spiritual master, how are we to tell?
Not any spiritual
true master. How are we to tell one from the other?
It is not that any spiritual master. Sampradaya. Sampradaya means a particular line of disciplic succession.
But you see, Maharishi said exactly the same thing about his mantras coming from the Vedic with seemingly as much authority as you, and he was probably right. So how, it's like having too many fruits on the plate.
If mantra is coming down in that way, then it is potency. The potency is there.
But Hare Krishna is the best one.
Yes.
Well, if Hare Krishna is the best one, what is the reason why we have to bother to even say anything else?
Now, you don't regard to bother anything else. We say that Hare Krishna mantra is sufficient for one's perfection.
Isn't it like flowers? If somebody may prefer roses and somebody may like carnations better, isn't it really a matter for the devotee that he, one person may find Hare Krishna is more beneficial to his spiritual progress, and yet somebody else, some other mantra may be more beneficial. Isn't it like just a matter of taste, like judging a flower? They're all flowers, but some people may like one better than the other.
But still, there is distinction. The rose flower is considered better than simply a flower without any flavor.
All right. Then, in that case,
just try to understand this flower example.
Yes.
It is all right. You are attracted by some flower. I am attracted by some flower. But among the flowers, there are distinctions. There are many flowers which has no flavor, and many flower has flavor.
Is the flower that has flavor better?
So therefore, attraction for any flower is not the solution of the question. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Je jathamam prapadyante tam sathaiva bhajamaham. Krishna is supreme, absolute. Anyone wants him in any way, he also presents himself in that way. Just like the same example. If you want a yellow flower, never mind whether there is any scent or any flavor or not, so that flower is there. It is for you, that's all. But if anyone wants rose flower, the Krishna gives him those flowers. But when you make a comparative study, which one is better, then rose will be considered as better. So jīda thāvāṁ prapadyante, that means the absolute realized, of course, varieties there are. But the original division of the Absolute is three. Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. Now, Brahma, Paramatma, Bhagavan is the same Absolute, different names. The Jnanins or the empiric philosophers, they reach or they aim at Brahma, impartial Brahma. The yogis, they focus on the super soul, Paramatma. And the devotees, they aim at Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. Now, this Krishna and the Super Soul and the impersonal Brahma, they are not different. They are light. They are not darkness. But in the light also there is difference. The example is given just like sunlight, sun glow, and the sun god. Everywhere you find light. In the sunshine, there is light. In sun globe, there is light. And what to speak of the predominating deity in the sun globe, he must be light, otherwise where from this light comes. So far light is concerned, everywhere, there. But you cannot say, because sunshine has come through your window in your room, you cannot say the sun has come. That will be a mistake. Sun is many, many miles away. But super light is concerned. Yeah. Now there is question of degrees of light, intensity of light. So the degrees of spiritual realization in Brahma, degrees of spiritual realization in Paramatma, and degrees of spiritual realization in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are different.
But you said about if the milk goes to the serpent's mouth, that it will produce poison. And for instance, George just told us about a week ago a very interesting story about a man who had a face of Christ and in 20 years' time, he had the face of Judah. And the Catholic Church and all those churches first probably had good words, and now it's deteriorating. Now, how would you decide, really, that Brahmins are always in the pure state that you speak of, that they would never turn into serpents?
That you have to become a serious student.
Well, I mean, what do you mean by serious student? Maybe everybody, all of us, are serious anyway. I mean, we are born serious, so born in, you know, unserious.
So then you must know what is the distinction between Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan, if you are still a serious student.
But does it depend on knowledge? I mean, the final judgment...
Everything depends on knowledge. Without knowledge, how can we make progress? Student means to acquire knowledge. Serious student means to acquire knowledge.
But not always the knowledgeable one.
You cannot know completely, that is because our knowledge is very imperfect. But still, so far our knowledge is concerned, as far as possible, we should try to understand. Abhang Manasa Gochar, this absolute, is so great and unlimited that it is not possible for us to know him completely. That is not possible. Our senses does not allow. But as far as it is possible, because after all we are part and parcel of the Absolute, so all the qualities of the Absolute are there in us, but it is in minute quantity. So that minute quantity is also very great in comparison to material knowledge. Material knowledge is practically no knowledge, it is covered. But when one is liberated, liberated knowledge is certainly very, very great than material knowledge. So Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan, these are the statements of Bhagavad. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaneti, Sabdati. It is, and Sabdati means sounded as Bhagavan, Paramatma and Brahma. Now, what are the difference of degrees of knowledge? Brahma knowledge, Paramatma knowledge and Bhagavan knowledge. The same thing. The knowledge of sun sign, the knowledge of sun glow, and the knowledge of this predominating deity in the sun glow. So knowledge of sun sign is not knowledge of the predominating deity of the sun glow. There is another example in this connection. Just like if you see one hill from a long distant place, first of all, you see just like it is a cloud. And then if you proceed further, you'll see something green. And if you enter into that hill, you'll see, oh, there are so many varieties. There are animals, there are men, there are trees. But from the distance, you'll see just like a cloud. So although the same thing, similarly, absolute, when visioned from the Brahma point of view, it is just like cloud. Absolute when visioned as Paramatma, it is just like something green. And absolute when realized as the Supreme Person, it is just like you enter into the hill and see everything in detail. So although the focus is the same, the Brahma body and the Paramatma body and the devotee, their focus is the same. But due to their respective position, the realization is different. These things are very nicely explained in Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita, I will see, Aham sarvasya prabhava. matta sarvam pravartate iti matya bhajante maan buddha bhava samannita. I am the source of everything. This sarvam means paramatma, brahma, everything. These are clearly stated, the brahma naham pratishtha. So brahma knowledge or paramatma knowledge is within Krishna knowledge. If one has got Krishna knowledge, he has got paramatma knowledge, brahma knowledge. He has got the effect of yogic principle meditation, he has got the effect of empiric philosophical speculation, and he is situated personally in the service of the Lord. So, if you make comparative study, then this Krishna knowledge includes all knowledge. The Vedas also confirm it. Just mean sarvam evam vijñātam bhavanti. If you understand the Supreme, then all knowledge becomes automatically revealed. Jasmini vijñāte sarvam evam vijñātam bhavanti. And in the Bhagavad Gita also we say that knowing this, you will have nothing to know anymore. In the 9th chapter there is. First of all we have to seriously study. Therefore I am asking that to become a serious student. What is the difference between Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagava? Paramatma is localized aspect of the Absolute Personality of God. Ishara sarvabhutanam vidhi sarjana tishtati. And Brahma is the effulgence of the Absolute. And Parabrahma or Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of God, is Krishna. So, if you have full Krishna knowledge, then you have got Brahma knowledge and Paramatma knowledge. But if you have got simply Brahma knowledge or Paramatma knowledge, you have no Krishna. The same example can be, if you are in the sun sign, then you do not know what is sun globe and the predominant deity in the sun. But if you are by the side of the sun deity, you know what is sun globe and what is sun sign. Therefore, impartially, it is recommended that one should know the science of the Absolute Truth or Krishna, that will include all other knowledge. Bhavanam janmanamante jnanavan maang prapaddhate. This is also verse from Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, after many, many births cultivation of knowledge, when one is actually wise, jnanavan means has attained wisdom. Bhavanam janmanamante jnanavan maang prapaddhate, he surrenders unto me. Why? Vasudeva sarvam iti. He understands, oh, Vasudeva, Krishna is everything. Sa mahatma sudullava, such great soul is very rare. And in the 10th chapter, Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartati iti matta bhajante maana buddha bhava samandita. I am the origin, I am the source of everything. Everything emanates from me. One who knows this science perfectly is buddha, is intelligent, and he becomes engaged in Krishna consciousness. And the Vedanta Sutra also, the first aphorism is Athata Brahma Jigyasa. And now it is the time for inquiry about the Absolute Brahma. So what is Brahma? The next aphorism is Janmadasa Jataha. Brahma, the Absolute, is that from whom everything is coming, humanity. And that Absolute is personally saying, Matta Sarvang Pravartata, everything is emanating from me. So, if you study Vedic literature very scrutinizingly, then you come to this conclusion that Krishna is the Supreme. Therefore, Krishna consciousness will include all other knowledge. Just like if you have got $1,000,000, $10 is included, $500 is included, $1,000 is included. But one who has got $10 or $500, he cannot claim that he has got $1,000,000. Similarly, Krishna science means full spiritual knowledge. That is accepted by the acharyas. And even you are speaking of Maharshi, he has written some book on Bhagavad Gita.
Yes, that's the one we've read.
Yes, so why? He's taking Krishna's book as authority. Bhagavad Gita is Krishna's book, everyone knows. Why is he taking Krishna's book?
Well, he didn't, he just translated it into English.
Why?
So
unless he has got some respect for that book.
I've also read another part of another translation by Yogananda, Paramahansa Yoga.
Everyone will have to take Krishna's book first to prove their authority. Vivekananda has taken, Aurelananda has taken, Dr. Radhakrishna has taken, Mahatma Gandhi, there are thousands and thousands. So why do they take Bhagavad Gita?
So as we can read it in English.
Huh?
So as we can read it in English.
No, it is not the question of English. It is the question of the thoughts. English it may be, or Parsi it may be, that doesn't matter. Why do they take shelter of the thoughts of Bhagavad Gita? Unless they accept Bhagavad Gita's authority. Why they quote from Bhagavad Gita? So why not directly Bhagavad Gita? If Bhagavad Gita is the authority for everyone, now why not Bhagavad Gita as it is? That is our proposition.
But Bhagavad Gita as it is Sanskrit.
No, we have many English.
Yeah, but they all make it English. That must be also a translation, mustn't it? Whoever puts it into English, I mean...
So you also read any Bhagavad Gita translation only. You don't read the original.
Well, which is the original? It's essentially the Bible.
Original is there. Original is Sanskrit.
It's in
Sanskrit. Yes, but it's pointless
me
reading Sanskrit because I don't understand Sanskrit. Therefore, you have to take
translation. Yeah. So then there's all 100 translations.
And then
which is again like all the roses and all the different flowers. It's a matter of taste as to which one.
Which one is
because
best?
Everybody claims their version's the best. All the versions I've read, they all say. And sometimes I get something from one which I don't get from something else.
Do you ever read any without any commentary at all? Or just straight?
Just straight translation?
Without any commentary?
Just the Sanskrit, you mean?
Yeah. Well, no, just the translation.
Well, that's what really what they are. You know, they all have a translation. Some of them have a commentary as well on top of that. But just again, the translations, you know, it depends on who's translating as to what the translation is.
So right, so you have to go to an authority.
But how do you know one authority from the other? The world's full of authorities, really. Yeah.
There's 500 authorities, you know.
I found the best thing for myself is to take a little bit from here and a little bit from there and a little bit from there.
I mean, you know, we're not just saying that. We want to ask your, you know, advice on that. In other words, you know, what is your answer to that? I mean, we're saying there's 500 versions, you know.
Bhagavad Gita is 700 verses.
Well, it's a 700, I don't know. But what I mean is, you use the word authority.
Yeah.
You know, saying, why would he translate that into English without authority? Now, what is the authority? And who has the authority?
Authority is the original text.
Yes. But
original
everybody
text.
Is translating from the original text, I'm sure, you know.
Yeah.
So, what's the difference between...
And therefore we say that sampradaya vihinaji mantra asti vipalamukha. If we then don't take from the disciple succession of the author, just like Krishna. Now take for example, we have explained this in our introduction, that nobody is authority, don't care. Krishna is authority, because Bhagavad Gita is spoken by Krishna. That you cannot deny. Can we deny that?
Did Krishna
translate? No, Krishna is authority. Krishna is authority.
Yes, alright. Did he translate it into
English? Just hear me.
Yes.
Krishna is authority, you accept.
Yes.
Is that alright?
Yes.
Then you see what Krishna says. That is authority.
But when we're reading...
Why should you hear anyone else? Now, what Krishna has said, to understand that, that we have to search out if you are serious student.
But you see,
how do we know if somebody else, Yogananda, Maharishi, and all these different people that have translated it, how are we to tell that their version isn't Krishna's word from your version?
No, that's what I say. If you are a serious student, then you study Sanskrit.
Study Sanskrit?
Now you're talking. Yeah. But Vivekananda said that books and rituals and dogmas and temples are secondary details. Anyway, he said they're not the most important thing. Anyway, you don't have to read the book in order to have the perception.
Then why Vivekananda wrote so many books?
Well, it's the same as in the Gita.
No, he said there is no use of books. Then why he wrote so many books?
But in Rishikesh, when we meditated for a long time, one man got tired of meditation and he thought he made the excuse to read the Gita so he could come out of meditation. And he opened the Gita and it said, don't read books, meditate.
Who said?
The Gita said.
Don't read books?
It said, don't read books, meditate. And he was...
Where?
No, but you see...
He said... Brahma Sutra Padaishtha Hetu Madhvi Vinishtitam. He is the first that this scientific knowledge, the absolute truth, is explained very nicely in Brahma Sutra, Vedanta Sutra. He refers to the book. Another place Krishna says, Jasastra Vidhimu Sijja Bhartati Kama Karata Nasiddhin Samavarnati Nasukhangna Parangati. Anyone who does not follow the scriptural injunction, His attempt will be failure. He will never be happy. And what to speak of being promoted to the spiritual world? These things are there. How you can say Krishna has not recommended to read books?
Then, in that sense, you see, for instance, I see the same pattern in what you have said. For instance, you said that Hare Krishna is the most super powerful word, you know, and. If that is true, then why do you bother to say utter any other words? I mean, is it necessary? And why do you encourage us, saying that we're songwriters and all that, to write any song but
yes,
Hare Krishna?
Yes, Hare Krishna mantra is cleansing process.
Yes.
So, actually, one who chants Hare Krishna regularly, he hasn't got to do anything. Actually, it is the position. It doesn't require to read any book.
Yes, then why did you say that it's all right and all that? I mean, is it a compromise or what?
What is that?
I mean, the fact that we are doing songwriting and all that, it's a waste of time, isn't it?
No, not waste of time.
Krishna.
Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting. Simply. Even he was criticized by great sannyasins, that you have taken sannyasi, you do not read Vedanta. You are simply chanting and dancing, you are criticized. But the thing is, So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met such stalwart scholars, he was not lagging behind. Similarly, Hare Krishna mantra is sufficient. There is no doubt about it. But if somebody wants to understand this Hare Krishna mantra through philosophy, through study, through Vedanta, we are not lacking. We have got books. It is not that Hare Krishna mantra is insufficient, therefore you are recommending books. No, not like that. Hare Krishna mantra is sufficient. But just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was chanting, but when there was a Prakashananda Saraswati, when there was a Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he was ready to argue with him, with Vedanta. So we should not be dumb. If somebody comes to argue with Vedanta philosophy, then we must be prepared. Then when we are preaching, there will be so many people, different types of people will come. Otherwise, Hare Krishna mantra is sufficient. Sufficient. It does not require any education, any reading, anything. Simply chanting Hare Krishna, and you get highest perfection. That's the fact.
You were saying earlier that we can also supplement our Krishna consciousness while we're working, hammering the nails. So, chanting along with devotional service, performing our duties while concentrating on Krishna, is also part of the process, isn't it?
Yeah. Anything, anywhere, the whole idea is mana Krishna nibhusayata. Mind should be fixed up in Krishna. That is the process. Either you go through philosophy or through arguments or through chanting, anywhere, that is recommended in the Bhagavad Gita. Yoginam api sarvesam, of all kinds of yogis. In the, you might have read it. Yoginam api sarvesam. I think Maharshi has translated this Bhagavad Gita. And in sixth chapter, you have read it?
His translation of Gita.
Yes.
So six chapters, he's asking.
Yeah, I haven't read all of it, part of it.
So in the sixth chapter, last verse, you'll find Yoginam api sarvesam madgata anta. You have got our Bhagavad Gita as it is here. Mm. No? How is that? You don't take Bhagavad Gita? You'll find it is clearly stated that all yogis, the one yogi whose mind is fixed up in Krishna, is first class. Yoginam api sarvesam. Sarvesam of all yogis. There are different types of yogis. So, yoginam api sarvesam. Madgata. One whose mind is fixed up in me or Krishna. Antaratmana. Within the heart. Sadhyana. And is devotee. And bhajate. And serves me. Oh. Sami yukta tamam. He is the first class yogi. Tama. Tama means most, supermost, yukta tama. Yogi, better yogi and the supermost yogi. In every,
who's the little purple paperback Gita that we all have? Which one? A light grey purple. Oh, that's one. I've got that in the office. There's another one by that guy, that Spanish guy.
One thing that Prabhupada was explaining, I think, that didn't quite get cleared up was how do we discern which translation of the Gita is most authoritative? Well, he answered when he said that Krishna is the authority, so we have to take it in a channel from Krishna. And there are only four lines of disciplic succession that come from Krishna. And of these, only one is existing now. Or is it two?
But what do you mean by channel? Is it through
lines
hereditary
of disciplic
or what?
Succession? Yes, it's Swamiji's spiritual master.
Just like channel, you will understand very easily. You send some money on that to your friend. So, from which channel he received? He received through the post office, not through any other channel. So if the postal peon delivers it, you are confident, yes, the money is come. So why you give the importance to the postal peon? Because he is the representative of the post office. Similarly, Krishna is the original authority. So the Krishna's representative is the authority. And who is Krishna's representative? Who is the devotee of Krishna? But therefore the devotee of Krishna is authority, at least of Bhagavad Gita. So you have to receive through the devotee of Krishna about Bhagavad Gita. One who does not know about anything about Krishna, how he can preach Bhagavad Gita? This is common sense.
Excuse me, I just put my baby to bed.
You take some prasadam.
Well, who says who's this in the line of descent? You know, I mean, it's just like royalty. Who's claiming? Yogananda claims
gurus.
All his gurus went back. Maharishi claimed all his gurus went back. I mean, how are we to know? I mean, it's a matter of just deciding, you know.
But Maharshi does not say anything about Krishna.
Doesn't he?
No, his guru was the Shankaracharya.
Which
is Shankara's teaching.
But they all talk about God, and Krishna is just a name for God, isn't it?
Anyway, what about him? He does not go up to Krishna.
But that's what he used to say in exactly the same way about anybody else.
No, it cannot be. Because he does not speak about anything, Krishna. A peon comes, he does not know anything about post office. What kind of peon is?
No, but his post office, he was talking
about. You cannot create post office. Post office is one, government post office.
Yes, but of course, I'm sure there's only one.
You cannot create that. If somebody says, I belong to another post office, then he at once unauthorized.
He
says
that his post office is that one post office.
Then why, obviously not satisfied, they were firing that post office. Mm-hmm. Why have you come here then? If you're not satisfied with that, you have to test.
Now here,
yeah,
indeed.
We've got to go around. You've got to go around the men's matter issue. It's just the fact that
we're trying.
But now we're asking advice on how to, you know.
Now, here,
how
indeed.
How do you stop? You go on forever. I know people have been wandering around for years, meeting gurus and...
It's like,
teachers,
for instance,
and it's doing them all quite well.
Yeah, doing.
Yes.
I mean, we can only judge on a material level by looking at your disciples and looking at other people's disciples and looking at ourselves, you know. And of course, because if there's 30 disciples, 7 of them look fairly spiritual, another 10 look okay, and the others just look as though they're having trouble. You know, so there's no. We still have to keep sifting through like sand to see who's got the best massage.
Try to understand this, that regarding authority, you say that how to find out the authority to answer this question. Now Krishna is authority, there is no doubt. Because if Krishna is an authority, Maharshi takes also Krishna's book and Aurobindo takes Krishna's book. Vivekananda takes Krishna's book, Dr. Radhakrishna takes Krishna's book. So Krishna is authority. Shankaracharya also takes Krishna's book. You know, Shankaracharya's commentary on Krishna, and in that commentary, he accepts Krishna's to Bhagavan Sam, so Bhagavan Sam, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He accepts. He says that Maharshi accepts Shankaracharya. Shankaracharya accepts Krishna as the Supreme Personality of God.
Yeah. But it's like the Bible which came.
No, don't go to Bible. I'll start talking of Krishna.
Yes, but you see,
just try to understand.
Yes,
see. That Krishna is the authority is accepted by everyone.
Yes.
You say Maharshi belongs to the Shankar Sampradaya. Shankaracharya accepts Krishna. Not as authority. He says Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He says this very word in his commentary. So, authority means one who has accepted Krishna as the Supreme Lord. Then he is authority.
Who said that?
Huh? Everyone says, all authorities. Yeah. Shankaracharya says, Ramanujacharya says, those who are really authorities, those disciplic succession is going on. In India, there are five sects. Actually, two sects, Vaishnava and Shankar. So, the Vaishnava accept Krishna as authority and Shankar accepts Krishna. There is no third sect, practically. Actually, there is one sect, the Vaishnava. Anyway, later ages, Shankaracharya established his sect. But Shankaracharya accepts that Krishna is the Bhagavan Sam. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God in his writing. And at his last stage of his life, he says, you rascal fools, what you are dealing with, that will not save you. Vaja Govinda, you just worship Krishna. Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Mudamate. Mudamate means you rascal.
Means what?
You
rascal.
You rascal. You rascal, just worship Krishna. Become devotee of Krishna. Govinda. Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Mudamate. Prapte sanni hita khalu varani nahi nahi rakshati dukhin karane. When your death will come, all these grammatical jaggery of words will not save you. Krishna can save you. So you bhaja Govinda. That is instruction of
Shankara. Every sect says that. Every sect says that.
No, there is no question of every sect. Krishna is the center of every sect. If Krishna is the center, then there is no question of every sect. Only Krishna sect.
Does Krishna mean God?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, Krishna means God and God means Krishna.
So for the Bible or any other holy book,
they all talk
about one God.
Yes.
But they all have many ways
of personalities.
Yeah, that's all right. It's still just the one being everywhere in all the books. But they all have... Why isn't Hare Krishna or something similar in the Bible? Yeah. I mean, that's the only other one I know because I was brought up with the Bible.
150th psalm, it says, praise the Lord with every breath, praise the Lord with drum and flute.
Yeah, they haven't got very good tunes. I mean, they haven't been passing on any good chants.
They don't have the oral disciplic succession.
It's just a matter of that, is it?
I mean, would it be effective to chant Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, Hail Lord
sincere.
Jesus, Lord Jesus?
Very sincere, sure.
Well, Lord Jesus. It's a waste of time doing it unsincerely, isn't it?
No. Lord Jesus, he says that he's Son of God. He's Son of God.
Okay,
I'm seeing. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. How is that? You want to hear? Come on, sit down. So there is no difference. Lord Jesus Christ says that He is Son of God. So there is no quarrel between God and God is God's Son. So He says that love God, and Krishna says love me, the same thing.
But you see, about the
knowledge. If you say that you love me and your wife says that love my husband, then there is no difference of it.
But about the knowledge, I'm a bit worried about it, that if you have to, you know, learn Sanskrit and all that, and that's the only way to get the enlightenment. I mean, what do you do about people who are not skillful in learning languages and things like that? And would that matter at all? I mean, I thought that
it's translated anyway.
Translation is there.
No, you've got to take a risk.
Well, then why don't you go into Sanskrit?
You've got to take the risk of reading a translated one.
So you see many devotees of the authority, and then you decide which is the most sincere devotee. And it's like in the ninth chapter, he says, you will come to me. Now, if I asked you for a glass of water, and you poured it on the wall, I'd think you're silly. But if you brought it to me, then I knew you were in knowledge. We were having a reciprocal relationship. Therefore, if the devotee is saying, worship Krishna, and not putting so much of his own ideas in, but just saying, worship Krishna, all throughout, as Swamiji does, then you can know he's a sincere devotee.
Now, one thing you try to understand, why these people, if Krishna is not the supreme authority, why they are taking Krishna's book and translating? Why don't you try to understand?
We're not disputing Krishna's authority. Huh? I'm not saying Krishna isn't the supreme.
No, no.
I believe
I'm going to say, even there are this other sects, as you say, Marse, they accept also indirectly Krishna as the supreme authority. Because if you say Maharshi belongs to Sankara Sampradaya, you say just
We had a misunderstanding before about the translation of the Sanskrit Gita into English. And I was saying that there's many versions, and I think we thought you were trying to say that your version, your translation was the only authority and that the other translations. But we didn't really have misunderstanding as to the identity of Krishna.
That's all right. If you believe Krishna is the Supreme Lord, if that is your version, then you have to see who are much addicted to Krishna directly. For argument's sake, that these people have resisted 24 hours chanting Krishna. And another person who has not a single word Krishna, now he can become devotee of Krishna. How he can become representative of Krishna? Who does not utter even the name of Krishna? If Krishna is authority accepted, therefore, who are directly addicted to Krishna, their authority.